Five FM Top 100 is coming up in 2 days' time. Kicks off at 8 a.m., so the breakfast team is going to start it off for us on that day, all the way through until 6 p.m. that afternoon, where we will announce number one. So I thought I would put the ladies on the spot this morning and ask them to tell me some of their song predictions for the Top 100. I want at least three songs that they think are going to make it into the Top 100. And I'll tell you what, they'll get bonus points if these songs end up in the top 10, maybe? Okay, so let's start with Madly. Madly, what do you predict is going to make it into the Top 100 this year?
Sure, Steph. There's been so many good songs. So it's actually, it's difficult to choose. But I think a few that I think are definitely going to be on the Top 100 is BTS, Butter.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
Definitely a Olivia Rodrigo one. Okay, I think Good For You.
Probably,
Also, Ed Sheeran is definitely going to be on there. Okay. I'm thinking Bad Habits.
Yes, that's a good one.
Adele, Easy On Me.
Ooh.
And something about something from The Weeknd also. I love The Weeknd, so I'm hoping he is on the Top 100.
Yes.
And I think he is going to be. Yeah, so I think those are definitely going to make it onto the list.
The only thing with Adele is that unfortunately she released her song a little bit late in the year, so she didn't really have as much time to like chart and spend weeks and weeks and weeks on the chart, because chances are Adele Easy On Me is still going to be on Billboard Hot 100 next year still. So it might even make it onto next year's lists too. Who knows? But I think you're right. I think she made enough of a splash. It debuted at number one in so many charts around the world. So I think that's actually a really, really good one. Edda, what do you say? What songs are you hoping are going to make it onto the Top 100?
Crossing fingers, of course, The Weeknd, Save Your Tears.
Yes, please.
Please.
Love that one.
Cool Drink, the Ed Sheeran I'm a Piano Verse. Yes, please. Can we just, please? And then, I know Summer came a little bit later on in the year, but I'm a huge fan. I'm hoping it'll make it to the Top 10.
Yeah, I'm hoping as well. Osama, I would go out on a limb and say that it's going to be one of the top placing South African songs.
Absolutely.
It has to be. It was literally the song of 2021 in South Africa. Chloe, what do you think? What songs do you think are going to make it into the Top 100?
I definitely agree with Edda in terms of Osama. That is my go-to. And then I'm hoping to also see, what is this? Nicki Minaj's Seeing Green. Yes.
Yes.
And Driver's License. Oh, yeah. I love it so much.
Yeah.
So that those would be my three.
She really had a good year though, didn't she? She released some amazing music and her album was phenomenal. But I'm surprised no one mentioned Doja Cat. Doja Cat has to, like, come on, ladies.
Yes.
Doja
yes.
Cat, the queen of 2021. And then what about Lil Nas X, the king of 2021 as well?
Yes. Definitely.
So those two artists, and then this is a little bit of a controversial one, and regardless of what you might feel about him and his personal life, I'm sorry to say it, but Justin Bieber has to make an appearance a couple of times on the Top 100. Peaches was phenomenal.
Yep.
Stay with the Kid Leroy was also phenomenal. He's had a really good year. Essence with Wizkid. Ghost that he released a little bit later on in the year. Justin Bieber's also really had a very good year, so yeah, the Top 100, make sure you tune in from 8 a.m. Like I said, the breakfast team are going to be handling the kickoff from numbers 100 from 8 a.m. onwards all the way through until 6. And we're just going to have to stay tuned until then to figure out what track is going to be the biggest song in South Africa of 2021. We have also got an awesome merch giveaway going on at the moment. More information on that in a few.